Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV with your hosts, Corey Behnke and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, December 28th, 2007, is a look at the embarrassment in Chicago and how the team looks heading into the playoffs. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Everyone was cold. I'm sure there were some guys on our team who, thought, what did I get myself into? I don't think anyone knew what we were up against from a weather standpoint.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And this is Corey.
And today we'll talk about the utter embarrassment in Chicago, the coaching staff's complete failure to get the team ready, and what the Packers need to focus on heading into the playoffs. So let's get started.
Let's get started with the good, the bad, and the ugly.
On the good side, we got Ryan Grant busting off another long touchdown run.
That was nice.
We have Scott Wells, who actually had a fantastic game. I don't know if anybody noticed, but he was great, especially in the first half.
It helps when he has full use of his orbital bones.
And we had Donald Driver, who apparently is the only man who brought his hands.
He's the only guy who could catch the ball on our team, pretty much.
And then we had the bad. We have the main triple prong coaching staff.
The triangle.
The trifecta of Mike McCarthy, Bob Sanders, and Mike Stock.
Mm.
F's across the board. And then in the ugly category, we have our punter, Mr. John Ryan.
Wow.
Wow is about the only word for it.
12 years without a blocked punt.
That's the kind of performance that should get you cut.
It's
I'm sorry.
True.
You should. I mean, why he was not on the waiver wire the second the game was over.
It's really true.
I don't know.
I mean, catch the ball and fall on it, for goodness sake.
And then when you kick the ball, kick it past 9 yards. I'm just, I know it's windy. I know it's cold. But they pay you. They pay you more money than I'm going to see in the next 2 years. So just punt the ball.
But again, it goes to coaching. I mean, go for it on fourth down,
I know something.
Don't run
your five wide. I know you're down 21 points. The five wide in that wind? Are you kidding me? I mean, really, that's just a sign of desperation.
Yeah, you're not kidding anybody. That's the problem.
That's just a sign of desperation. I mean, I understand you're down all those points, and it's mostly due to your special teams and your punt team, but you've got to be able to adjust. You've got to be able to overcome the elements. And that was the thing that
Well, it's
really
hard to overcome the elements when you're cold.
Oh, don't start with that. This is the Green Bay Packers, people. How do you not have a team that is dominant in any? I don't care what has happened on earth on the football field. You are the Green Bay Packers. I'm sorry, and that goes to Mr. Mike McCarthy. That's your head coach instilling that. He wants to play this tough guy from Pittsburgh thing.
You got to look like a tough guy.
But you can't wear the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. You certainly can't be doing that. I knew the game was over.
I've never seen green Stay Puft Marshmallow.
I turned to my wife and I said, "We're gonna lose." Look, they showed McCarthy and then they showed the players on the bench, and I knew it was over. They were defeated the moment they stepped on the field.
It was cold.
I don't care.
It was windy and rainy.
It was cold. You're the Green Bay Packers. You're practicing indoors. That's a big part of it. I mean, McCarthy wants to make this case that, the quality of his practice. Yeah, I understand the quality of your X's and O's may suffer practice, but you have to instill the mental toughness in your players who are, A, very young, and B, most have never faced conditions like that
before.
Well,
it should be part of your game plan for sure. I mean, at least one day out of the week.
At least one day. Even Rob Marinelli this week, Mr. Dome Team himself, said he's going to practice one day outside for a game that means nothing to his team. I mean, this game meant something to us for home field advantage.
It's the Super Bowl. Just like it was the Super Bowl for the Bears, it's the Super Bowl for the Lions.
I mean, give me a break. I mean, practicing indoors all week? That's just ridiculous. And, I understand what McCarthy's saying there, but you're not just practicing the X's and O's at this time of year. You have got to be ready for the playoffs. You've got to instill the mental toughness and killer instinct that's going to get you past the weather. I don't care.
Well, let's see what Mike McCarthy has to say about this.
If I felt practicing outside would help our football team play in poor weather, trust me, we would have been outside a long time ago. I prefer to go outside. I prefer to be on grass. Those are things, but there's a point where it's the returns are not there. When people are not focusing on practice, the quality of practice decreases because you want to appease, the weather pattern. That's counterproductive, in my opinion. So that's why we practice inside. I don't think being outside would a factor at all as far as our preparation. Well, I just think because when you're playing outside, is different than when you're practicing. In my opinion, you got the heaters and this and that. And now when you're practicing, you get certain guys are up. I mean, not now the guys when they're not in the period. What are they doing? We're going to pull the benches out there, and I mean, it's just I don't think it's practical. We have an excellent facility. It's clearly one of the best indoor facilities I've been involved in. Opening the doors, you can make a case that we need to close the doors after the way we played this week. So I don't think that factors.
Do you need to bring the benches? Yes, you need to bring the benches out. Some guys are up, some guys are down. Yeah, the ones who are down have to sit there and take it. They have to be men. I'm so sick of this.
It's true.
Sick of it.
Professional
football players. Does Lombardi have them inside? I don't think so.
Well, you have to have some inoculation period where you have the weather and you know what it is and your body knows what it is.
Right. And they live there. I understand that. But that's not playing football.
Well, yeah, living there.
Going to the grocery store is not getting hit.
It's not that windy. Around. It's not that windy in Green Bay, though.
No, it's not. But it's cold. I guarantee you it's cold. Yeah. I guarantee it's not nice.
No doubt.
You got to overcome that. You got to be able to. I don't care what, like I said, I don't care what Mother Nature throws at you. You got to be able to be, I'm bigger than this. I'm tougher than this. And God, darn it, I'm going to kick this guy's butt across from me and not worry about anything else. You know, and speaking of kicking somebody's butt, talking about getting their butt kicked was the defense on that first drive. I mean, you knew it. Just time after time, slamming it up the middle. Justin Harrell, not a great first time out. Poor guy. Got run at again and again and again. They knew.
Hey, let's run at Justin Harrell.
And they ran. And then Bob Sanders, what are you doing? He had his safeties 10 to 15 yards back the entire first drive until they got to the red zone, and then he brought Bigby down.
Well, I just don't understand how many times when the other team is in a red zone, no matter what team it is,
right?
How many times is an out going to work against our defense?
I know.
Where the guy's wide open on an out.
That's the thing. I don't understand.
He goes in.
They're playing inside leverage. They have help over the top on the inside. Why are they giving them the out patterns? Like you say, every single game, you see it.
Yeah, it's a trend.
It's a
trend. St. Louis did it. Chicago did it. We had two other teams do it.
I don't get it. Why the inside leverage?
I mean, there have been times when Al Harris is lock in step on that route.
Right.
But there have also been times where everybody's playing pressure or everybody's playing inside, and then that dude just like
runs out, and it's like a layup. I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Bad. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I know you can sense our, we're a bit despondent, of course, after the loss. it's hard. It's a holiday week, and then you get that lump of coal.
Here's the thing.
Get that lump of coal in your stocking.
Okay, for every great, and the Green Bay Packers are the greatest NFL team on the face of the earth.
Ever. In the history of man.
But for every great Green Bay Packer play, there are a lot of bad ones.
Yeah, you could say for every moment of glory, there are like 20 moments of
dumpster
horribleness.
living in a trailer, eating mayonnaise sandwiches.
And I think there are some of you out there who share our despondentness, if that's a word.
I would think that most of our listeners
probably are pretty despondent
well,
after that
speaking
game.
Speaking of, it was funny. We had one listener, a loyalist, if you will.
A loyalist. I would say that. That would be correct.
Ross from Highland Park, California.
He left two voicemails.
And what's great is he left the first one, which we're not going to play, is he's all like
excited
and cheerful. It's like he just listened to our podcast. He's like, hey, yeah,
we're gonna
listen
kick
to your
the
podcast.
Bear's butt.
Okay, and he's got
great.
All these things to talk about. And then he's like, I had to call. Well, let's play
Ross
a little
speak
bit of
for
that.
Himself.
Yeah, Aaron and Corey, I had to call back after the Bear loss. First of all, Mike McCarthy, a no-show as a coach. It looked like the team didn't want to be there, didn't want to play, and he couldn't motivate his team to play. Don't want to practice outside. I think maybe they should have tried that at least. Next, Ryan Grant. Why not run Ryan Grant more? What difference would it have made? He said that we're down two touchdowns. We couldn't really run the ball. We had to pass. pass what? They couldn't even get the ball out. And the Green Bay Packers not liking to play outside, huh? What happened? They look like the Packers from about 2 years ago, and the Bears still stink, but the Packers were no-show on Sunday. Thanks. Have a great Christmas. Bye.
And a happy holiday to you, too.
Happy holidays.
Good Lord. Obviously, we agree with everything you say. Thanks for calling. Listeners, if you care to give us a shout, you can reach us at 646-797-2909.
Yes, call the podcast voicemail line.
Let us know what you think about the playoffs, who the Packers might face. The poll is still up at cheeseheadtv.com.
Who are we going to play in the playoffs?
Right now, Seattle is the runaway winner on the poll. But
who
I think
will we face first?
My bet is the Washington Redskins, and I don't think anyone agrees with me, but I think they're playing the best football in the NFC at the moment.
Oh, I agree with that.
But we'll see.
Well, I don't know if best NFC in the NFC. I think they're up there.
I think easily. I think they're playing better than Dallas. I think they're playing better than Seattle. I think they're playing better than us. I mean, they came into Minnesota and just beat down the Vikings.
But the Vikings...
Vikings suck. I mean, let's...
The Vikings start Robert Ferguson.
I hear you.
Do you need to say anything more than that?
I don't want to turn this into a Vikings suck thing, but the Vikings do.
No, you want to talk about... Vikings have about like four Achilles heels with their entire team.
Exactly.
I mean, they have easily
exploitable... They do have seven Pro Bowlers.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started on that. But here's the thing. We only have one and a half, and they both have to do with running the football, but they're different... in the sense of the number one Achilles heel of our team is two positions. They have the same name.
Only left and right.
And our team is terrible at those positions.
At that position. No, I hear you. The guard is a problem. The guard
because, look, we can run the ball with play calling. When we're cute, when we got three wide, and they think they're
might
honoring.
Pass, they might run. They don't know. Blah blah blah.
Why are they going to honor that in the cold when you
but
can't throw it
10 yards?
Second,
you
got to
smash somebody in the mouth. It's over. I know.
Yeah,
I agree.
And I'm not saying Mike Sherman. I love Jumbo. I mean, I've said it on this podcast
we know you
before.
Do.
Love it. You don't even have to do that.
No.
But if you don't have guards, if you're using Mark Tauscher
as your pulling
to pull,
man.
Yeah. I mean, now I do say Bubba Franks adds a whole new dimension to the run blocking scheme.
Absolutely.
He's run block. Him, Donald Driver, and Amon Green, that is a combo of blockers.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
I hear you.
With our offensive line, but it's just a nice, we're always nice at that. And Donald Driver still is. So Bubba Franks added, nobody's scared of Ryan Krause. Nobody's scared that Ryan Krause, or Donald Lee for that matter, is going to block them.
Right.
A defensive end.
And
Krause
is all right. Donald Lee's gotten a lot better this year. As I said before, he's gotten a lot better. But, you know, the guard position is definitely problematic. They need to get heavier there. They need some road graders. They need to be...
They need something. They need a guy that can pull. You've got to be able to pull. Yeah. It's not just about protection. That's why it's been good. They have all these switches this year, right? We've switched from college. We switched from Spitz. We had Costin injured. We moved it around, and we're still good at pass blocking.
Yeah. No, they can do it. Except for college, who gets run over.
Oh, well.
I mean, come on. I don't ever want to see college in there again. It happened again against the Bears, where he has one-on-one with someone, and a defensive tackle just runs him over. I mean, it's just, you cannot allow that to happen.
The fact that I know who Alphonso Boone is.
says all you need to know about Darren College.
No, this season.
Poor guy.
Now, I will say, that's all I have to say
you.
About
that.
That's
all
really.
You need to say. But speaking of the guard position, our number one guard, according to Mike McCarthy, is Jason Spitz. And
The second part of that, of the one and a half things that can kill us,
the second part
is rushing defense.
Right.
Get this. It is very true.
And it's gotten worse as the year's gone on.
I got this on JS Online. Five of the last six games we've had.
Mm-hmm.
100-yard rushers.
Yeah, no, it's upsetting.
Really?
And this is the thing. This is what's so scary going into the playoffs.
In the cold.
You cannot be playing like this. You just cannot.
In the wind.
In the rain, in the snow.
In the rain.
Why?
Whatever it is.
You cannot allow, and this is what I'm talking about, Bob Sanders. And I remember talking to my dad about this, not about Bob Sanders, but in a similar vein, when Tom Rossley was our offensive coordinator.
Oh, please don't say those two words together.
When he was, wow. I always said to my dad, I said, we will never win a championship with Tom Rossley
as our offensive coordinator. And I stuck by that, and people would make fun of me after the Packers had like a really good game offensively, yeah. and I stuck to my guns. And Bob Sanders is dangerously close. Not that he cares, but he is dangerously
close
to earning that proclamation.
I can tell you for
me
sure he doesn't
on the
care.
Defensive side of the ball. He is, after that game, I seriously question his ability to adjust and make the calls and game plan.
And see the whole game.
To see the whole game.
He
and
might
to,
be a
and
really
to be imaginative
good assistant, but
enough.
Yeah. Because that's the thing about McCarthy. McCarthy adapts fast.
Exactly.
Like Holmgren, like the guys
the great
he wants
but
to
look
be.
On the defensive side of the ball. Look at Jim Johnson. The defensive coordinator is around the league. I mean, look at Jim Johnson. Look at Belichick. Look at people. Look, even Tony Dungy has adjusted his scheme.
Yep.
You know, enough. Like in this day and age, you can't because
it's
Bob
all
Sanders
about confusion.
Is so
in this
vanilla.
Day and age, it's about speed,
yep.
confusion,
yep.
and mismatches.
Exactly. And in Sanders, just lines people up and lets them play, and that's great if you've got the athletes
you've got
to
it.
Do it.
Well, it's just
which
like
we
Rossley.
Do.
Rossley was the same way. He knew what horses he had in the stable,
right.
and so his play calling relied so much on execution
right.
that he couldn't actually trick you that much.
He couldn't beat you with his play call,
with his trickery, but well, he could hit you in the mouth.
Yeah, well, and that's great. Except at the end of the season, when your guys are all beat up, you're down to your fourth string
yep.
defensive tackle.
Yeah,
you got to bring some safeties up.
Yeah,
then run support. You've got to switch it up. You cannot play, you know, your cover two shell
well,
the entire game.
Bottom line, Fritz Schirmer.
Thank you.
Mixes it up.
Mixed it up.
The
God
greatest
bless,
defensive coordinator in the history of the Green Bay Packers.
Absolutely.
Mixes it the F up.
I mean, and that's the thing. And Sanders is dangerously close, you know, to me just saying we'll never win a championship with him calling the defense because he just cannot adjust. You saw it against the Cowboys, you saw it against the Bears.
You see
it
against
horrible.
Every time we face any tight end ever.
Yeah, exactly. Just an inability to adjust his game plan or a steadfast refusal, which is even worse.
But he adjusted it in St. Louis. He just didn't. That opening drive,
yeah.
he's got to make that adjustment.
Yeah, well,
when
we'll
you
see
the wind, you have to see the big picture of, hey.
I can bring a safety down because they can't pass it more than 8 yards.
And it's
good
Kyle Orton.
Lord. It's Kyle Orton, who doesn't have an arm anyway.
And don't you need to just put Kyle Orton on his butt and then the game's over?
Don't
That's what every game I've ever
start.
Watched against the Bears.
Yeah.
They just take out the quarterback and the game's over.
Yeah. No, don't get me started because now I'll get all upset.
Well, let's talk
voice.
About Jason Spitz, who
exactly.
I know we got to bring it back to the guards. This is the Achilles heel, people. You want to know when we're going to get embarrassed? It starts right here. It's the linchpin. Whoever can open up on us, on our guards.
Yeah, whoever has the defensive up front to take advantage of it, it was
going
to cause
us.
Major trouble. And actually, Spitz himself spoke about it and other things. And here's what he had to say.
Never want to have a lesson to be learned like that this late in the season. But, I mean, we have to stay grounded and keep working, and it just shows. If you don't come to play every single week, you're going to get embarrassed.
Embarrassed is the right word for it, because that's what they were.
Oh, embarrassed is a synonym for the title of this podcast.
Which is embarrassing.
Ding, 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 ding.
The symmetry, the beginning and the end. I love it. I love it. All right. What the Packers need to do, all business this week, hit Detroit in the mouth early, get
that
up 21-0. Pull Favre, pull Driver, pull Grant.
Although I'm not that excited about the prospect of Craig Knoll as the starting, or not starting, but backup quarterback.
I don't mind Craig Knoll playing.
I personally would rather see Ravel Martin than Craig Knoll because you're going
to
learn a lot more.
Easy.
I'm not joking.
No.
I'm not kidding about it.
Aaron Rodgers, they're just resting him. We don't need
Aaron
Rodgers.
Oh,
Aaron
Rodgers, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks,
he's
5.
A little sneak
I'm
bit.
Aaron Rodgers,
hey,
and
he's
I like
running
to.
To dive, he's running the scout team. You know, he could play, but they just want to. They want to rest him.
Yeah,
which is
good.
They got a bye week next week.
I've
These
heard
games
it all
are meaningless.
I've heard it all before.
Just get up early, get done, get over with. I mean, people, what do you think? Give us a call 646-797-2909.
Call the podcast.
Get ready
voicemail.
For the playoffs. Tell us what's up. Tell us how you feel, and we apologize for maybe some ridiculousness
late
this week.
Podcast. Look, this is the first time we've ever recorded the podcast during the day.
That is true.
I'm on my 26th hour of no sleep.
That's right. Mr. Banky does a job every year around the holidays that keeps him up nights, and he's running on 26 hours.
Yeah.
Of,
it's
of
all
straight,
about
no sleep.
The coffee. Just keep drinking coffee.
And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Here at Cheesehead TV, we don't let the elements dictate to us. You know, we're here for you. No matter what,
we're
rain or shine, sleep or no sleep, we're here.
Let's do this!
All right, so thanks so much for listening. That's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.